Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Yeah, man. All right, one of the cool things about being at a spot like a Pluckers on a Friday, which today we're at the one in Grapevine, is seeing old faces, friends of the show, good people who came out to enjoy their happy hour with us. We got a good crowd here in the bar. Yes, sir. That man just walked in with a Rick Rubin beard, and he immediately went for a shot. That's my kind of guy right here. Incredible. Lots of good people here. I see a lot of big Germans being drank, so I'm very happy. And on top of that, we got our promo crew here, and we've got some good giveaways. If you're here in the bar or you're around this Pluckers and you're coming in, make sure to get signed up, because one of the really cool things is the Reindeer Manor Halloween Park. It's like a big iHeart deal. It's a haunted house, and these are really cool ticket giveaways that we're giving away. So come get signed up for that. We got some shirts and some other swag. So come on up here, Pluckers in Grapevine. We, of course, will be doing the show until 5 o'clock. Last night, I saw some folks wearing Live to Give gear out at the brewery, which is always cool. Live to Give is a company started by John Wayne Walding. He, of course, Green Beret, John Wayne Walding, and he started a company that sells bottled water. Half of the net profits go to benefit veterans and first responders. They started selling coffee. They have coffee subscriptions, and then they have really cool gear as well. Check it out at livetogive.com. There were a lot of shocking deaths in the last day or two. We're going to kind of discuss those, including one very high-profile one. That story broke last night. We'll do that at 3:05. But right now, it's time for this.
Ha, 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 Ben and Skin listeners. Here comes KT Fun Tweets with the round, the sports.
Now let's go around the sports. KT Fun Tweets has all the sports, yeah.
So while you guys were partying at Roller Town last night for a little watch party action, having a good time, I ran back to the station to throw up the podcast, but I was listening as the Eagle carried opening night of the Mavs. And that was kind of cool to hear that kind of blasting.
How did
got to listen to most of the first quarter in the car and all that type of thing. It sounded great.
Coop and Brad rocking it out?
Absolutely. So it was they came in right after the Russ Martin show, so a little early start for the Mavs last night. Generally, the Mavs will start most of the time 7:30.
Right.
Yeah, I was sitting there, I was talking to Chloe. Chloe was still there, and we just kind of hanging out and listening to the Mavs for a little bit. So how did it go for you guys at the watch party?
Well, I mean, the party was a heck of a lot of fun. The Mavericks got off to an amazing start. Atlanta called a timeout, and then the Mavericks got on the plane and flew to Toronto.
Guy was doing a lot of cussing, I can say that.
So at one point, I was sitting at the table with Christina and her mom and her sister, and our buddy Paul Shalda was sitting there. And I'd had a couple beers, and I didn't realize, I guess, how I was projecting.
It was like cussing the Cowboys.
Oh, you're loud.
Cussing the Mavs.
Well, oh gosh.
Paul turned to me and goes,
You should think about doing this at the game sometime. It's really great to get a chance to get here like this. That's great. Man.
I was very frustrated. I'm sure everybody that was watching the Mavs after an undefeated preseason and all this buildup and all this talk about great vibes, that was a very frustrating experience last night.
Well, maybe it's a good thing because if you steamroll everybody and you have all this positive energy and you start reading your own press clippings and eating your own cheese, maybe you start believing that we're the best team on the planet. And so maybe it's nice to get humbled.
Nice to get humbled. But game one, you know, can you set a tone? Yeah, I it's funny, too, because, and again, it's one game out of 82. It means nothing. You know, people like to do this. Well, the year we won 67 games, we started 0-4, which that's true.
Right.
But that was also a finals hangover. But it is the whole thing of, like, if you're going to say that you got this new era going, you want to start it on national TV with a bang.
You know, Barkley and Shaq were not kind to the Mavs.
I didn't get to hear any of it. That doesn't surprise me. What were they saying?
Well, they were crushing Porzingis. They don't like Porzingis. And they always do this now because they used to say, hey, man, how come he doesn't post up more? And now they stop saying that because they're like, hey, the game's changed. So, like, I know the game's
changed. Oh, they're saying that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, I know the game's changed, but I still would like to see him post up more. They can't help but kind of be back in their day, you know,
right,
a little bit. And then they're like, yeah, but if he tries to post up, they're just going to push him out of there, you know. And they're like, well, Barkley said, why do they call him the unicorn? They should call him the one-legged donkey. Like,
oh,
he was
wow.
harsh. He was like,
that's amazing.
They're like, he's a 7'3" jump shooter. And they were pretty harsh on him, and they were like, they didn't really attack Luke. Obviously, they gave Luke a love, but they were like, we'd like to see more ball movement, you know, and things like that. So,
well, that's what Donnie Nelson, I mean, the fan base freaked out, but that's exactly what Donnie Nelson said in the exit interviews last year. And it was like, oh, my God, Luke is going to leave. I mean, I'm telling you, everyone that works in basketball says the same thing. You're not going to have a team where one guy does everything and you win. Like, you've got to move the ball and all those things. Did y'all see the – everyone was killing him because it's Mac Engel, but did y'all see the Jason Terry quotes?
No.
So Mac Engel reached out to Jason Terry. Wouldn't y'all say very pro-Maverick guy, Jason
Absolutely.
Terry?
Yeah.
I mean, I've done pre- and post-game shows with Jason Terry where he just raves about Luka. But he talked about playing with James Harden in Houston. And he's like, it can't be where the second the guy passes the ball, he's got to have it back. That's not a team, and you're not going to win like that. And so that's all that was being said. It wasn't even a criticism of Luka.
Right.
I mean, the guy is all NBA. What it's saying is, and the guys who are saying it all played in the league, and they all thought that they were the best player in the world when they showed up, and then they had to learn how to play. Like, the game humbles you in that way. It's just Luka's way ahead of the curve. And so the people like Jason Kidd's like, this is not a criticism of him. Why would anybody expect this 22-year-old to know how to beat LeBron and Kevin Durant and these elite players that have been in the league for a decade? You think the kid's going to show up and know how to beat everybody? That's kind of silly, don't you think? So all of it is the same conversation. And what they're saying is, and I think that's, I didn't hear it, Ben, but that's what Chuck and those guys are saying. Luka can't do it by himself. That's why you have super teams. You know, Luka, like, look at LeBron. LeBron left Cleveland. You know why? Because you can't do it by yourself. And LeBron's one of the three greatest players of all time, and there's no debate. So that's all that any of this conversation is about. KP's got to be involved. Tim's got to be involved. Jalen's got to be involved. That's what all of this conversation is about.
Yeah. I think they'll be humbled by this, and I think it'll get their attention. Like a loss. I don't expect it to be, wow, the Mavs start the season off with several losses in a row. I think it'll be a little bit of a wake-up call for the party they were having.
Okay, here's my question. So outside of, we've talked about defense with Jason Kidd and maybe wanting to push the tempo more, what's his offensive plan? Does he want to be as, like, kick-ass, shoot a bunch of threes?
I mean,
because I don't like that if that's not what they're going to do.
The game is going to be about space. That's the modern NBA is about space, which is why when he was talking about having more post-ups, everyone started freaking out, going, oh, my God, this isn't 2011. What are you talking about? And it's like, all right, let's put the picture in the frame. You guys don't like Luka posting up somebody?
I'm cool with it if the matchup is right.
Yeah. I mean, and
it's real easy to pass out of a double team from right there in the middle of the floor.
I just think about Jason Kidd's game was a lot of post-ups, and it was stepping inside the three-point line and shooting long twos and things like that. And
right.
I'm kind of like, then he got, when he came back to the Mavs, he turned into a really good three-point shooter.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what his offensive brain is like.
Transition.
I know
right?
what it
it's
is.
Like run.
Like, I know what it is like as a point guard, but, like, what is his philosophy for the team? Are they still going to be, like, you know, like layups and threes?
So they're going to be, yes. I mean, look, they just signed, how much money did they give Tim?
A bunch.
And then they went and got Reggie Bullock and Sterling Brown, who are basically three-point shooters.
Okay.
I mean, they went and got guys to do the style of basketball. So the game is space. But that whole thing is like not just being reliant on one thing. I'll give you an example. Daryl Morey is the guy who was the GM in Houston and is now in Philly. Is the guy that's most famously the one pushing dunks and threes.
Okay.
Then he went and got Chris Paul, who's one of the greatest mid-range player of any generation. You guys going to tell Chris Paul not to go work somebody in the elbow? No. I mean, what the game is about is efficiency. And so you start looking at what are high efficient plays. In the modern NBA, just on efficiency, post-ups tend to not be efficient plays because they're ball-stopping plays. So it depends on when do you use those things and who is using it. And last night, they would say, you would say, all right, this is a convoluted mess. And I think the Mavericks, I think when they weren't making shots, they got disengaged with other parts of the game. And shots that they expect to take weren't going in. I'll give you an example. Reggie Bullock checked in and immediately missed two wide open threes. So when your offense isn't going and you get wide open shots and you miss them, it's immediately like, okay. So are those bad shots? No, they're shots that didn't go in. Last night, they shot the ball very, very poorly. And I was on a text chain for Mavs pre and post with Devin Harris. He goes, it's not different from last year. If their best players don't make shots, you're probably not going to win games. Like,
there you go.
And you could say that about any team in the NBA. If your two or three best players ain't making shots, you're probably not winning games. And last night was an extreme, ugly example of it.
And most nights, these players we're talking about are going to make their shots. That's why they're their
right.
best players.
Right.
And then the other guys, the secondary guys, if they're not going to have a good night either, then eventually, you know, if you get to midseason and those guys aren't making shots, they'll make a change.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
and I also think that, like, for example, I don't remember. I probably only saw 4 or 5 KP post-ups last night. Now, I was also watching the game at Roller Town in a loud bar, and so wasn't super dialed in. But just, you know, when I was looking up, if they're not going to force the ball to a guy who's not having success. Right.
Yeah. Well, they had John Collins on him some too, and John mm-hmm. Collins is an awesome defender. So
yeah, like, he's a great matchup for someone like KP because he's so athletic.
He took the ball away from KP one time. That's the one thing. I just want KP to not be soft with the ball.
Agreed.
In his hands.
Just hold the ball strong. It, like in the mid post, and he turned around.
Yeah,
and got it.
Bad.
It those things frustrate the crap out
get
of
him. Get up here, dude. Yeah. You're taller than everyone.
My favorite thing with KP is I like when he gets the ball on the move towards the basket because he's
yeah.
going to live at the free throw line because he's fluid enough to catch it and make a move, and he's so tall and long, you're going to get this all day. Like, he's going to get free throws all day long. So, you know, sometimes they'll run these little things called wheels, or you'll talk about pin downs. Well, a pin down is often to try to get a guy to catch and shoot a three. You can curl that and move towards the basket. He's very effective there. And the times where he's used like that, they will use him like that. Dude, yesterday was a horrible game. There's nothing you can defend the Mavericks about on last night's game. It was trash.
So game two tomorrow night in Toronto.
Yes.
Okay. And then when's game three?
Okay, so next week, game three is home opener against Houston, which you would imagine would be a bottom five team in the West. And then most people have San Antonio, which is the Thursday night home game, as a bottom five team in the West. So, you know, if we look up and we're doing our Friday show next week and the Mavs are 3-1, we're probably not going to be
right.
talking about the things that didn't. If they're 2-2 or 1-3, you know, that's a totally different conversation, and there's going to immediately be a ton of questioning of Jason Kidd.
Yeah, there's so much room for activities right now, though.
Yeah. So much.
Just
room.
One loss?
Which, so, go ahead. I was going to say, you know, if you want to stay, I was going to change the topic about so much room for activities. I mean, I love posting up and watching football all day, but if there's no Cowboy game, it certainly changes the dynamics of how I approach a Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. There's no Cowboy game. It's the bye week for the Cowboys, and they need it. You know, they said Dak probably wouldn't have played this week if they had a game. He was in a boot at, you know, at the podium after the last game. But, yeah, I feel the exact same way. To me, I look at it as a kind of a Sunday off to get away and do something else.
Like, yeah. Frisbee golf?
Tomorrow I have. I prefer frisbee golf to golf.
We
I'll
got
tell you
invited
that.
To frisbee golf.
I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
I'll
not
play.
A chance.
What?
I would like to. Here's what I want to do.
I hate frisbees. I don't get it. I never throw them good.
To me,
I'm terrible at it.
It's such a bad sign for golf when you go to a course and they're like, yeah, sorry, the frisbee golfers are playing right now. I would like to play frisbee golf in front of y'all's foursome, not you, Christina.
Where do you see that at? Because that doesn't happen here.
I want to hold you up by playing frisbee golf on the hole yeah. in front of you.
If someone invites me to frisbee golf, I think they're asking me to smoke weed with them.
I think
what
that's understood.
Are.
Like, for a lot of reasons. One, I've never met a guy that plays frisbee golf regularly that wasn't high. And then number two, you flip it over to break it up.
Dude, have you seen frisbee? Like, people that are really into frisbee golf have different frisbees for different shots.
Yes, yeah. Just like different clubs.
Little putter, driver. Yeah. Sandwich.
A good frisbee golf course is a lot of fun, man, because they find the trees and have the chains hanging from it.
But that guy was not asking us to play frisbee golf. He was asking us to play ultimate frisbee.
Wait, what is that?
Oh, wait.
I thought he was just trying to get a date with Christina.
Ultimate frisbee is like, and I could be butchering this, but my memory of it, because they used to do this at the village where I live. They probably did it back when you guys, well, I don't know.
It's
basically
a
like
thing.
A big football game, sort of. Like flag football, almost with the frisbee going in the air, you're pushing it down the field. Or,
really?
Or maybe it's like soccer with frisbee, I guess. It's like, so you can't, like, you catch it, but you can't run with it. So, like, but that's how you advance it.
Oh, okay.
Catching it.
Is there any tackling going on?
I don't remember, but I've never played it.
No tackling in an ultimate frisbee?
Yeah, ultimate frisbee experts in here.
Touch, okay.
All right.
I was kind of right, though, right? Sort of.
It sounds like something I would have been interested in 25 years ago.
Right.
Like, I just thought about myself running down a field to jump and catch a frisbee, and every joint in my body hurt, and I signed up for QC Kinetics. Like, I can't imagine, doing something now that entailed running and jumping to catch something.
Okay.
God, that sounds painful.
Fun.
So, my weekend is, a weekend without the Cowboys is always a little sad. You know, it's like I don't look forward to it as much. I always need the Cowboys. Tomorrow, I've got youth sports all day.
Okay.
Like, I think I have five youth sporting events to go to tomorrow.
Oh,
five.
God.
Five, and they're
you
all
gotta
spread
tell
out.
One of those kids that they daddy got other things
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, why don't you take two of them? Can't have the other three.
five throughout the day. So, and they're all spaced out. So I'll be at every single one of them.
Are they tournaments?
No, just doubleheader leagues.
Oh, oh God, that's a lot.
That's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. So I'm kind of
hurt.
What about you, Kevin? You still have the Packers, so at least you don't have the Cowboys. But you're a Packers guy.
Oh hell yeah. No, I will be locked in on the couch all day Sunday. I don't care.
Oh,
fantasy football's on the line. We got a lot of gambling to do Sunday. Get DraftKings going.
Oh, wait. Are you going to be doing daily lineup stuff?
Oh, I'll do it every time.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because on the frisbee.
Making
the,
a killing this year.
On the fantasy thing, it's always like you can watch it in real time, but if you don't, it's just results based.
Hey, you're
like,
good.
You can just look at the results later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives it more juice.
The red zone. The red zone is pretty great, though.
Red zone's incredible.
Watching it all happen, you only see the most important moments of every game.
Yes.
I was talking to someone who was griping about not having it, and I was like, man, I get it. I gripe about sometimes my TV situation until I find workarounds to get Valley. And I was like, but they were talking about the red zone. Like, they were getting mad because it was a game they wanted to see. I was like, what are you doing? Just get the red zone. You see them all. You see everything that happens.
Right.
Don't take half measures if you love it.
Hell,
if you love it enough to bitch about it, then, you know.
Or just come to a Pluckers, dude.
Yes.
I guarantee you're catching
every, TVs. Don't
catching every game up here,
right,
man. Can you imagine just sitting at that table right there in the middle of this thing and having all those TVs around? You ain't going to miss a game.
That'd be awesome.
You
know,
I do think we should. I don't want to go out of my way here, but because we're all UNT people here, right? You know what I'm saying?
Go Mean Green.
SMU won last night. No one was paying attention because there was crap going on. It's Thursday night football, and there was Mavs, and there was everything. SMU's 7-0 right now.
Where are
they? And they're starting to generate a bit of a buzz. They're going to be in the top 20.
Is Beasley having a good year?
I don't think so. Also, tonight is Stars' home opener, Christina.
Hey.
Are you going?
No, I'm not.
I'm not either.
Nope. I wish.
Nope.
I would love to.
Not going.
You know who's
Let's
going.
Let's go, Stars.
Shippy will be there.
Shippy's there right now in a tent.
Yeah. They had their dress rehearsal last night, so he got to practice in getting ready for the
game. Playing frisbee outside the AAC right now.
He probably is.
So let's go back to camping.
Yeah.
So, Christina, you show up.
Uh-huh.
You set up the tent, make a fire pretty soon.
Yeah. Or? Well, so, like, my friend, I'm going camping with friends. I'm not going by myself. So they'll probably already kind of have it all set up. They have all the hard stuff taken care of. Like, one of my guy friends is already, like, he's going to get groceries before we're even
okay.
there.
That's
you
great.
Gotta
so
have someone like that.
So he's taking care of all that.
Yeah.
I know. And so I told him, hey, let me know what I need to Venmo you, because obviously I'm going to eat that food. So, yeah, they're going to take care of the fire and all that, and I just have to set up my tent, my sleeping bag, and I'm good to go.
And once, you have your own tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you set it up?
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
Okay, so once you're set up and you're out there, then what?
It depends what time of day it is.
Do you roll a TV out?
No, we don't roll a TV out. No, we just
take a hit off this.
Well, no. Okay. Some of my friends.
Guitar?
Might. Doesn't matter. Okay, so we don't bring a guitar, but we'll just sit around and drink and talk and.
African talking drum?
What?
You have any percussion in your crew?
No. Well, we do, but we won't bring any instruments.
Y'all play games or anything?
We just talk and have fun. No.
You can't throw bones?
No. We just drink and that's it.
That's pretty awesome. Hanging out in nature.
And I haven't seen them in a while. And, like, I went to high school with these guys, so it'll be good to catch up with them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's all guys?
No, there will be two girls there, okay. Two other girls.
But you are a guitar player, like a very talented guitar player. Is there pressure on you to bring an acoustic guitar when you go camping?
No, because we did bring one time, and it got destroyed. So it's like, I don't want to bring any of my guitars, because if they get destroyed, I will be very upset.
We're out of wood for the fire.
Yeah, exactly.
You should bring a generator and an amp and an electric guitar.
That would be awesome.
Out there and
but then we would just disturb everyone around us, and we'd probably get ticketed or fined.
And then her drunk friends, who aren't as good guitar players, just start, like, doing smoke on the water.
No, they're really good, too, actually.
Let me pick that up and go off with it.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right, guys, we have a lot of bad news to get to.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What the hell? Man, it's Friday.
So last night, heading home from Roller Town, I heard the bad news that a lot of you heard. There is a Hollywood actor that accidentally murdered someone on set last night. And it is shocking, and it goes along with some other crazy deaths. And we will explore all of those next live from Pluckers. It's the Ben and Skin Show on the Mighty Eagle.